This is Gilbert Gottfried, and America, please don't listen to What Is This Blank podcast. It's a terrible waste of time. You've been warned.
Action. No, fuck, I got it.
Action.
I said, no, shut up. Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome again. Thanks for listening. We're up over 25 million listens now on the podcast.
Sweet.
So thank you. In just a few short weeks' time. Actually, no. Fuck, I lied. We're not. We're probably at like... We record these, of course, in advance. I'm going to say, I bet you were at like... I bet we're close to like 300 right now. Total. I mean, by the time this releases, I bet we're...
No.
Because right now, as of today, we're 200 when we recorded this total.
220.
You get the fuck out. God. Anywho. Okay, so this episode, my mic is goofy. What's going on here? What do you do? Hello, testing, testing. Whoa. Live testing, here we go. Okay, so hello again, everybody. So, originally, it was brought up to do the movie Ghoulies.
Ghoulies.
Yeah. They wanted too much to watch it. So, I was like, well, you know what? There's got to be some clips on YouTube. So, I went to YouTube, and I found another movie that we could do. This one was called Hobgoblins. And it was made in 1988. After Gremlins, after Critters, probably after Ghoulies, they were like, well, fuck, I can do that. Shit. Just like when you watch somebody do something on TV, you're like, fuck, I can do that. Like all these idiots playing video games on Twitch. I play video games on Twitch. So they made this movie called Hobgoblins. And it's available on YouTube for free, which is the perfect price for a movie like this. So, yeah.
This budget was only $15,000. Give the movie, this guy, Rick Sloan, wrote, produced, and directed this movie for a total budget of $15,000. That's
impressive.
You know, for the movie, that's pretty impressive. for which I think was obviously filmed in the school. I bet you it was done at a school.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah, this was a project.
Mm-hmm. They had to rent at least two golf carts, though.
You think two?
There was two.
Was there?
Well, they could have reused one for this. They could have reset the shot. There was a scene where they were chasing the hobgoblins.
They were chasing them on foot, though.
No, but there was a golf cart next to him, and then Kevin jumps in it and goes off.
Stupid Kevin. Kevin's always thinking they're fucking heroes. So the movie starts off. It's just like a parking lot, sort of the building in the background, and this
Dennis, the security guard,
this fucking douche. He's listening to a Walkman, and he's air drumming, but you can also hear the music in his headphones. His air drumming and his mouth guitar noises in no way match the song that we hear. I'm like, what the, I mean, did you not know what song you were going to play at this point? I mean, I don't understand. Just so right away, you're like, come the fuck on. Then the fucking old man walks up. What are you doing?
Mr. McCready.
Mr. McCready. Yeah. And he's like, well, I'm just sitting here doing my job. No, you're not. You need to pay attention. You're stupid little shit. And then the phone rings once.
One.
One time. Mr. McCready picks it up. It's the boss. No. They hung up right away. He picked it up. They hung up right away. And he's like, what? An important phone call. Didn't you hear the phone ringing? He's like, and I'm like, it rang once, motherfucker. You picked it up right away. What do you mean, didn't you hear the phone ringing? Oh, God, that's a minute and a half into the fucking movie.
Can I tell you, in the first 20 minutes, I thought the plot was that Mr. McCready was molesting these young security guards in the vault. Whoa. They keep disappearing, and he keeps hiring young.
And then he's like blaming it on hobgoblins?
Right.
Oh.
It wasn't me, it was the hobgoblins.
So they hire Kevin to replace Dennett.
Well, Dennis first starts. The hobgoblins have this power to make people see their wildest fantasy.
Wildest fantasy.
And then they kill him. Because you can't just kill him.
Yeah, you got to make them think it's all good.
They have total mind control over people. Why don't you just kill them?
Because you got to make people.
Their secondary move is to jump on their shoulder and attach themselves to their face.
That's the part that I don't get.
They have two moves.
Yeah, that's the part that I was really failing to understand is like, you can do the mind control, make them live out their wildest dream,
right,
and then fucking murder them.
Or
just jump on them and murder them.
Or there's one more move. I don't want to jump too far ahead, but try to get a hooker to push the car off a cliff.
Yeah. What ends up being a figment of their imagination in the long run.
Yeah, how does imagination push a car off a cliff?
Wouldn't you like to know?
The power of hobgoblins.
It's the power of toilet babies, you know?
So Dennis dies after doing rock star moves.
Of course.
The old man just locks his dead body in the vault. Like,
no next of kin, no nothing. Just go.
Nope. Guess we got to hire another guy.
Yeah, because Kevin would have been the fourth, I believe. The third or the fourth. Fourth, yep. I think. Yes.
You know what's crazy is when we talked about this movie, I'd never heard of it. But then when I started watching it, I've seen this movie a ton of times, actually.
Really?
Because I like that show,
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
And they've covered it.
Oh, they did.
And it's it's a really good episode. So I've actually seen this. And I've seen it without the Mystery Science guys. It's been on Comet a number of times.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah. So I knew this movie pretty well. And I was like, oh my gosh, I totally know this movie.
Yeah, I didn't realize they did Mystery Science Theater 3000 until I was looking for a clip of one part of it that I'll play later. then I was like, oh, fuck, fucking that show. Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, this movie got one thing right. Kevin's group of friends are phenomenal. Any scene with Kevin's friends, especially Daphne.
Who is this
pervert slut.
Her first line of the movie, Kevin comes home with a movie for everybody to watch. I don't know if they even said what it was. She looks at it and goes, what? Don't you ever get an adult movie?
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's like, what, you didn't bring a porno?
Nick always brings home a single X.
That's right. Yeah, it always has at least one X.
That's right.
At least one X on it.
At least one X.
At least one X. It's got to have one X.
And then who was the creepy friend who kept calling the 976 numbers on Kevin's phone?
Dude.
Kyle. Kyle was.
I have written down that guy couldn't remember 976 Skag. He had to take the fuck. It was the same phone number every single time.
I had to look up Skag.
What is Skag?
That was the 976 line. That's
no, no.
Well, according to Urban Dictionary, it's just slang for very ugly woman.
Oh, I wouldn't call that number.
No. I mean, Kyle's got his type. Kyle's obviously gay.
Is he?
I mean.
Why wouldn't his fantasy at the end been? Did they do a?
Well, let's talk about his fantasy. The first time he calls her, she doesn't say anything. She's like, oh, thanks for calling. Call tomorrow for another adventure. It's like, what did you hear just now that got your rocks off?
No, that she was going to the movie or something. She started off by saying she was going to see a movie and something like that, and then Kevin came in and interrupted him.
Yeah, for like 10 seconds. Like, did she give it all the good stuff off?
She must have. Yeah. It's not like he went, hold, please. She's like, God damn it. Which, by the way, is she actually just like a secretary in an office somewhere?
It looked like it.
Which actually looks like the exact same office as
the boss.
The boss and the...
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Just different lighting.
Yeah.
And why do you still have a boss? Why do you still have security at a studio lot that has been closed down for like 30 years?
Yeah, well, yeah. Now, does the boss know about the hobgoblins?
No.
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 Just the security guard.
Just Mr. McCready.
Yeah, what's he the boss of?
Just the security? Studio?
And he's kind of an ageist, right?
Yeah.
Because like he's 100 years old, but he has a problem with this other guy who's super loyal. Can't run as fast. Down empty hallways.
Yeah.
Who keeps hiring teenage boys and they disappear.
Well, and here's the other thing.
I think
Mr. McCready.
Mr. McCready's a hobgoblin. He's a knob goblin.
Knob goblin. I know where I'm going to use that term now. here's a tip for Mr. McCready. All the Mr. McCready's out there. If you don't want your boy toys to go to the vault at the end of a hallway, stop showing them the fucking vault.
True.
Is that you've told them, we don't need to look down there. There's nothing down there. Don't worry about it. Don't go in there. Well, just don't fucking go down that goddamn hallway, because you have to take this weird staircase up and it looks like that's the only thing in the hallway. Just stop going down the fucking hallway.
Or make up a lie like, oh, there's nothing back there except washing machines. Or...
And why isn't the fucking vault in the cage locked, for fuck's sake?
Well, this is what I'm wondering, because... So the story is, hobgoblins crash land into this studio.
Yeah.
Yep.
The only person who knows is McCready.
Right.
Hmm.
Why didn't he tell anybody?
Because nobody would have believed him.
We'll just fucking go there and look.
What if...
Why didn't
his fantasy is to babysit them in a vault for 30 years.
His fantasy was to be a security guard.
Or the hobgoblins are the molesters, and they use McCready to lure in the teenage boys. Someone's molesting these boys.
You're not letting that go.
You're watching a movie like this, and you're like, okay, wait a minute. Okay. You have them locked in this vault, okay? Air runs out in those things. They're dead. You're not feeding them.
Well, they're not.
Well, no, because they've been there for 30 years.
And you're feeding them boys.
No, but it's only been the three guys.
You don't know how much they eat?
Because before it was just him, but now as he's getting older, the boss wants him to hire a younger guy to replace him.
Right, but maybe a boy died like, I don't know, 15 years ago, and they've been rationing him.
Yeah, smoked him.
They have a freezer in there, I'm sure. They could put some salt and freeze it.
They're not that big.
Oh, sometimes it's hard to talk to you people.
Also, I think McCready lets them out because they know how to drive that golf cart.
Yeah, they do.
They're all rocking out. They're having a good time. They've been on a golf cart before.
On a side note, the soundtrack was fantastic.
Oh.
Especially with the golf cart music. Where they chased him.
Yeah. I think I was too concerned with asking my own questions about the hobgoblins. Just lock the goddamn vault, McCready. Lock the fucking vault. You walk in there, everybody just slides the cage open. And just opens the big fucking door on the vault. Close the goddamn vault.
Yeah, that's a huge door, too.
Yeah.
A vault door.
Give me a fucking break. I mean, there's no way this student got an A on this movie. Come on.
I'm going to my favorite scene is.
Okay.
I hope it's your guys' favorite scene, too. The garden hoe battle between Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Nick?
Or Daphne and
Tony. Wait, where is it? I got it written
it's,
down here.
It's
rake
like,
fight. I have rake fight written down.
The guard no play. It's one move too, and they put like this
ding,
really dramatic ding, ding, but it's just one move over and over.
Jidoo, 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 jidoo.
But look, for like 5 minutes at least.
Yeah. And then the one spin around in the ribs. Got you, fool. Yeah. And then
Van Sex.
I was just gonna go, Van! Because that's what they would do. They would yell Van when it was time to go have sex.
Van's a rockin' for about 20 seconds.
And the van, I wrote down also when they were having sex, the noise. God damn it. And the fucking horn on the van.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what it was now.
The Hobgoblin knew the horn.
Oh, yes. I was like,
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he comes on with a fucking little bike horn.
Yeah.
Burp, beep, burp, burp, beep. Which, first of all, those don't have different pitch. It's just.
Daphne's like, Nick's here. That's right. I heard his horn.
But again, why, if these hobgoblins can take control of your mind and kill you, why do they bother jumping on people's shoulders and necks?
Maybe they look at their fantasy and they go, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Because, you know, Daphne didn't have a fantasy. She's the only one that they didn't...
Did she?
No. She's the only one they just tried to murder. They were just like, you fucking slut.
No. It was the fake horn. They tried the fake horn trick.
But that was just to murder her, because they put right outside and
yeah.
And all of a sudden he's this tall.
Well, there's that soldier at the end that she blew up. Wasn't that part of her fantasy?
No, that was his.
Oh, that's his.
That's her boyfriend's.
All of the friends. Daphne's fantasy is the one I wanted to see, because that right? She's fucked up. Like, it would have been some nasty perverted shit.
Some triple X shit.
No. Single X.
No, her fantasy's triple X.
I mean,
her fantasy's like NC-17, triple X, TVMA, all together.
There'd be midgets. There'd be donkeys. It'd be crazy.
Daphne.
Oh, Daphne. You know, though, the prude girlfriend, she was pretty hot in her fantasy.
Oh, she's hot at the end.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Was it Club Scuzz? Club Scum?
Scum. Scum.
Scum.
Scum.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Skags and scum.
Yeah.
It looked like a middle school cafeteria.
Yeah. With a crazy crowd of 10 people. And why they have the most feminine guy friend they have hold Kevin's wallet for some reason. Not everybody's wallet. But before they go into that club, they're like, yeah, we'll have Kyle hold the wallets. And literally while they're standing there, he gets robbed. Yeah. He gets robbed right in front of him. That's as they're right. Walking. They're like, I'm walking by. We don't want any trouble, sir. We don't want any trouble.
So we got to talk about Kyle's fantasy.
Okay.
So we...
Wait, which one's Kyle?
Kyle's the fucked up 976 skag.
Oh, yeah.
He takes a stripper in his car.
Yeah.
And he's going to go to, what's that road? Oh, Reputation.
Reputation Road. And then and he all goes, the way.
But he asked her for Pop Rocks and whipped cream. Did you catch that?
No. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they had to go to the store because he wanted to get Pop Rocks and whipped cream. I didn't know that was time
to get Pop Rocks and whipped cream.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, buddy. So the whipped cream, I don't know.
He was gonna get.
I don't know if you mix them, but when a girl's about to is it called fellatio or
hello?
You know, do the fuck? What did he say earlier?
Knob goblin.
Yeah, when the girl's about to do some knob goblin, or guy, I guess whatever you prefer.
On Reputation Road,
the. Person's mouth, you're inserting it into, puts the Pop Rocks in there.
I get it. It's
science. And it tingles on your pee-pee a little bit.
So I thought he was going to get death by snoo snood. But then she gets death out of the car. Snoo-snood? You know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Me want snoo snoo.
Death, aw, by snoo snoo. Oh, yeah. But then she gets out of the car. And she starts pushing it. The car is not in neutral. And no. They're like a good 50 to 100 yards away from.
Yeah.
I mean, which he's not going to notice the car is slowly getting. And then he gets out of the car and she's like, get back. What are you doing? Get back in there.
Because the question at all that she's pushing on the back of his car.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that seems normal.
And why can't she push it to begin with? And then she can push it. And then she can't push it.
But again, what's pushing it? She's just a figment of his imagination.
Right.
Right.
And these hobgoblins could have killed him at any point.
Well, the hobgoblin is creepily sitting behind like a sign, just like with that blank stare. Oh, yeah. Push that car.
Oh, yeah. Put kill Kyle. Yeah, kill him. Kill him.
Yeah.
But you can't even get to watch Kyle die because then Kevin shows up.
Kevin's ruined everything.
What's he? Does he shoot him or is he garden hoe him that time?
I think
he hits him with the rake.
The rake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think his weapon of choice was the rake.
Because he's got that one move.
Yeah.
Well, I love how they put him in the van and just like, these monsters they'll stay here. They won't get out. We'll just take care of them when we're free. When we feel like it, we'll put them back.
Yeah. Did Kevin not understand Mr. McCready's urgency that these needed to be dead by daylight?
Yeah, why? They never explain that. He's like, oh, but Kevin, they must be dead by daylight. Or what?
They never explain.
Well, I think he says something like there's no stopping him or something. Like the sun somehow would.
Yeah, but why? But is why? It like water with gremlins?
I don't know.
Or are they just really awake once the sun comes out? Now they're really awake. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. These fucking people. And then when he comes back from saving Kyle, the van doors open.
Mm-hmm.
He goes and gets in the van. The one like pulls him in, I think. The one.
Yeah.
The one hobgoblin pulls him in the van. And then Kyle comes in to help out. And the swinging of the hammer. I mean, it was just so fucking.
And, yeah.
Just so fucking. I mean. It's like,
three feet away.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, God.
And Kevin's like, son of a bitch, give me that goddamn hammer. Do you notice too when they go to Club Scum before Amy's little thing, they go and the guy at the door asks them if they're there for donkey mud wrestling.
Yeah,
it's he's like shit. The donkey mud wrestling is in the rear entrance.
Yeah,
like what? I have no what. What are they even talking about?
You know.
No. I mean, it sounded gross, but I couldn't piece it together. It sounded
gross. And this,
what?
This underage girl, Daphne, is apparently a regular there.
Yeah, she's so, that little pervert, you know.
Yeah.
They don't care.
So she's into the donkey wrestling, the donkey mud wrestling.
But it
sounded gross.
It's in the rear entrance only. What?
Yeah.
What is...
That's where donkey mud is. It's in the back.
And the sign at the door did say it was Get Lucky Night. So I don't. Is it Get Lucky Night or was it Donkey Mud Wrestling Night?
Well, I think if you're involved in donkey mud wrestling, you're lucky to begin with.
Well, for one person, I'm guessing one person's having a not so good night.
If you go there on donkey mud wrestling night,
you know what you're getting into.
You know.
There can be no complaints if you walk through that door. It's
yeah, you're walking in there knowing exactly what you're going to be doing with your hands in a little bit.
Oh, cool. Oh, hey, Daphne.
Yeah. And Road Rash, the doorman's not going to be looking out for you. Oh. That was his name, by the way, Road Rash.
Was it?
Yes.
Fuck. So yeah, Amy turns into Daphne.
Oh,
she's God. My God.
She's hot.
And then she starts telling Road Rash something. He's like, well, tell me on your knees. And
yeah,
then...
he was definitely trying to push that head down. He was like, that was, yeah. I'll tell you what. Unlike Saved by the Bell, I was looking in the front of Amy.
What?
What?
Who?
Camel toe.
Oh.
I was trying, because that was pulled up so tight.
Saved by the Bell, can't look. They're little kids.
Oh, my God.
Amy was not a little kid. not 21, able to drink apparently, but they were of age because they were college kids, so she's over 18. And then when she puts that makeup on, she's wow. So her fantasy is to be an onstage slut.
Yeah.
And give head to Road Rash.
Yeah.
By the front door.
Yeah. Well, she has some other fantasies that she told Kevin, like, hey, I've been thinking about some other stuff. And he's like, oh, great. But he still had to prove himself as a man.
Yeah.
Before she was ready to.
Yeah.
Explore.
What a bitch.
And then he gets a fight. In a fight with the, his fantasy is to get in a fight with an imagination bully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and that, when that bully first showed up, the guy trying to rob the,
yeah,
the studio, they got one security camera on the lot of the studio that just happens to be pointed at that one fucking wall. And somehow they have all the cable, all the shit stretched out to the parking lot so they can watch it on their little tiny TV.
That's right.
Oh my God. I'm pretty sure that was just a starter's pistol. I don't think that was a real... I don't think that was... I mean, even...
I like when the old man pulls it out to begin with. So I've never had to use it. And he shows it to Kevin. And he kind of like waves it in his face like it's like a bratwurst. Like, hey, smell it. Smell it. What do you think?
Let's see. What else do I have written down here?
Nick's fantasy is to grenade everybody in the bar.
Yeah, that's
to be
dark.
Rambo, I think. Just to be Rambo for some reason.
And how do those people survive? Well, those were grenades all fake because it's all in his mind. Those
no, because he grenades? Had one from the van. He got yeah. one from the van.
But even then, the explosion on those things. I mean, it was just a fireball.
Yeah.
No explosion whatsoever. Like when he jumped on one at the end.
Right.
And that's apparently all right. it did was give him a couple of flesh wounds. I mean...
But Daphne was ready to hook up with the old 900 number there.
Kyle. Immediately.
Oh, yeah. She was ready.
2 hours after her boyfriend dies, and she's like, what's up?
Yeah. Oh, Daphne's jumping to the next available dick.
Anybody with the single X movie can get Daphne.
Road Rash has had Daphne. And... these weird fantasies that the hobgoblins did. The MC at the club, the guy in the red suit. And then the creepy waitress with the beehive. They both are victim to the hobgoblins thing. They both start making out, rolling around on the ground. But then when the hobgoblin dies, they both wake up like, what the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck off of me. That's obviously both y'all's fantasy.
Right.
So y'all should have been like, finally, yeah, shit, let's go. Let's go find that donkey in the mud. Let's get this going. No?
I mean...
No, they don't want to go... Okay, fine, whatever.
I feel like...
Seems like the perfect couple for some donkey mud wrestling, but...
I agree.
I feel like I should have looked it up, and then I may feel like maybe I'm probably better off not looking up donkey mud wrestling.
No, let's not do that. That's probably not a good idea.
Donkey mud wrestling. Oh, anything else? What else you got?
Again, for $15,000... I mean,
impressive. Yeah, I laughed a lot, especially in the golf cart when the first unveiling, where they are chasing them about 2 miles per hour, the golf cart. You just have these four like stuffed rib cage bears.
Oh,
they're just kind of blank face, no, nothing. They're just toys. They're just,
they did have dead eyes.
They did have very dead eyes.
But. If you look at the hobgoblins, if you like take a close picture of them. And really look at them. They are green gremlin. They have the hair from Critters.
Yeah, they do.
And there's something else about them that was from, like, Ghoulies. And I'm trying to figure out what... I can't remember what it was.
The teeth or the mouth or face?
The laughter?
Maybe.
The enjoyment of life?
Maybe. But it's like those... It's like, I'm looking at them, I'm like, all they did was they took some sort of character or toy from those three movies that they're ripping off. And they just glued them all together. Because those are the faces of the green gremlins. I think those are 100% a gremlin face. And if I remember right, the Critters, or maybe it was the Ghoulies that had fucking hair or something.
No, Critters had the hair.
Okay.
Ghoulies were just gremlins, but slimier.
Yeah.
Rounder heads, more teeth.
Yeah, so.
Critters were the hairy things that rolled on the ground.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Also, I think the hobgoblins were kind of cool. I mean, personality-wise, I mean...
What?
I mean,
they weren't all just about murder.
They wanted some party people, with them.
They want some people to feel happy before they die.
Right. I mean, they could have just killed anybody at any point, but
yeah.
But they're softening you up. They're not doing it to have fun. They're doing it to distract you, to soften you up. Like,
well, I think it's
your guard down.
But I think you're in a state of mind where you're not going to know that you're dying right away. So you're going to like die, but then whatever. I was living out my fantasy and I died. You were happy when you died. So actually, the Hobgoblins are pretty cool. They're good kids.
Yeah, you still die.
But you died.
With rockstar moves.
And wrestling a donkey in the mud. Or giving head to Road Rash.
She was... Oh. That was about to happen.
Yes.
Daphne?
No, Amy.
Amy.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end of the movie, Amy was the whore. And Daphne looked pretty straight edge.
That's true.
Well, except as soon as when he came back in his on his crutches. Van!
Like, that's right.
What about the very last line?
What was the last line?
Can I use your phone?
Oh, yeah.
The very last line of the movie, Kyle?
Yeah.
Wants to call the 900 number again.
Oh, yep. Kyle.
On the yeah. On the phone.
After the night he had, let him use your phone.
Well, yeah, Mr. McCready's going to let him use the phone. Mr. McCready got fired, remember?
That's well, he doesn't right. give a shit. Care.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can use my phone. I quit.
Yep. No, he got fired. He said, thank you for firing me, so I saved the trouble of quitting.
What? And are we to believe the vault was on the top story of the building where he blew up a few flash fireworks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't a vault be wiser on the ground floor or the basement?
This is why the studio's out of business. Horrible decisions like this.
So the Hobgoblins are dead.
But I think he said... See, I think, though, he said it was a film vault. And I don't think in... when they're storing like movies and shit and film like that, I don't think they put those vaults on the ground floor in case of flooding or water.
That size on the top floor.
I think you can put a door that size anywhere you want.
For real?
Probably. Oh. Carry all the parts with you.
I guess I don't know vault doors as well as I.
I don't either.
I think we're thinking about this too much.
Well, I mean, again, I've seen lots of movies. Ocean's 11, they build a whole vault in a warehouse.
Yeah, but
piece by piece.
Yeah, but they don't actually have a legit vault door. I thought it was a false vault door. Everything in that set was false.
No, it's real because they have to practice. They have to... No, they practice. It's real. They're bankrolled by billionaires.
Okay, all right.
It's a real vault.
You've watched more movies, so I'll take your word for it.
A lot of movies. I own all the oceans. I've watched them many times. It's a real vault. So... let me play something for you guys here. Let's see if I can get this to work without a commercial. Oh, Jesus, fuck me in the ass. You know what that is? That's when they're in the club. For some reason, we had to listen to the whole 3.5 minutes of this song.
Yes.
While these numbnuts just sat at the table looking around. They just keep looking.
Well, the waitress, she was dancing. They couldn't take the order.
Is this a band we should know?
No.
It wasn't bad, though, for a $50,000 budget movie.
The Latrells, the Chantels, some shit like that. They're in the credits. Like, when the opening credits, where they're like, you know, starring this guy. The Chalantrails or something like that. Like, they're credited in the opening credits of the movie. We're also showing is the name of the actors.
I think they paid them $5,000 of the $15,000 budget.
But yeah,
it's not bad though.
No,
for '80s, late '80s.
It had to have been. If you search the same band name now, it comes up with a new band. So somebody new has that name now. Mm. But this is like, you know, we had to watch this whole 3.5 minute long song. I was like, really? Well, I mean, you could just show like a little bit of it and have it go into the background while they're looking around.
You'd be like, if we're going to be in your movie, you're playing the whole fucking song.
Yeah. I wonder if they did all the music for it.
Maybe.
Oh, that's right. The waitress, she's up on stage dancing.
And she's dancing in the 60s move. She's doing, like, yeah, swim.
She's swimming. Yeah, she's doing the swim right now.
Like, so it's, like, total not in step with the song that's being played.
Yeah.
I'm actually enjoying this. Like, I don't have a problem with this song at all.
This, if you played this song over the Garden Hill fight scene and you showed me that as a trailer, I'd be like, I want to see what this is.
But, you know, and again, as I'm watching this scene back, you're there to try to find Amy and the Hobgoblins. Why are you sitting at a fucking table looking around listening to the song? Shouldn't, you know, you just kind of look around every little, you know, panic of, look over there. Is it over there? Are they? No, I can't see them. Oh, no. And then you just go back to watching the fucking song.
And yeah. The 10 people applaud and cheer. And
there you go. The song's over.
Not bad.
Yeah, that was actually, that's the best part of the whole movie. The best part of the whole movie is that song.
Second best.
Oh.
Garden Hill fight scene is, I mean, you can't beat that.
See, I thought you were talking about Daphne when she kills or attempts to kill one of the hobgoblins with the hoe.
No, this was
in the beginning
in the yard.
No, I know what you're talking about now, but because that scene was pretty good too.
You think that whole fight scene was better than the?
I didn't say it was better. All right. I said it was good.
All right. There is good use of garden hose in fighting.
There is, and she hit that thing a lot for it to.
Yeah.
To survive.
Was better than with Kyle with the hammer.
True.
Oh, God. Yeah. Fucking Kyle. Kyle, can you help me hang this picture? I better not.
No.
I still can't. He had to carry that newspaper around with him to look at it for the phone number. 976-GAG. I still remember it. I will always remember that goddamn number.
Have you tried calling it? See what happens?
No. There's no area code.
Well,
800 or 888.
That's the other thing. How is it a pay to talk when there's no? Doesn't there have to be an 800 or a 900? Come on, you know.
Maybe you put your credit card in when you call initially.
Oh my gosh. So, trash movie number two. That's all my notes. Rake fight, 976 skag, the fucking van horn. Beeper, beeper, beep, beep, beep. Sell around the huge vault, and the vault not fucking locked. Oh, this is way back to the beginning. When Mr. McCready took the headphones off of the first security guard.
Dennis,
did you notice that there was feedback?
No.
Yeah, he takes the fucking headphones off of him, and it's like, like feedback. I'm like, what? That's not how that works, movie people.
Is that how headphones work?
Yeah, feedback.
Mr. McCready.
Yeah.
That actor, he had to be related to somebody because.
Which one?
Mr. McCready. I mean, all the actors are garbage, but that guy was bad. That guy.
I think Mr. McCready did all right. I think Dennis should have been Kevin.
Yes.
Oh.
I think Dennis would have been a much better Kevin.
He would have fit in with the scumbag friends better.
Yes. Yep. Kevin. Kevin must be the student. It must be. Must have been his school project. Look what I did, Mom. I made a movie called Hobgoblins. Looks like Gremlins. Shut up, Mom. It's not Gremlins.
Dad. Looks like Critters.
Shut up. It's not Critters.
Little brother.
Isn't that Ghoulies?
Shut the fuck up! I hate all you bunch of jerks. Just mad because you didn't get to make a movie. None of those movies have the La Chanterelles in them.
Out of that movie, the two people who went on to act in a whole bunch of shit were... Number one, Road Rash, and a ton of shit, and some big name shit too. I can't remember any goddamn, but some big time shit. When you look up the cast and you look up him on IMDb, You're like, holy fuck.
Off of his Hobgoblin's performance, he built a career.
Probably. And then
Bo Rash from Hobgoblins?
Yeah, that's right.
Hired.
And number two, it might be number one. I didn't really count everything, but a lot. Mr. Red Suit guy from the club also.
Oh, really? And I could see that. He actually wasn't bad.
He actually had a role in some sort in one of Disney Channel shows.
What?
Where he played like a almost looked like a caveman or a hobo. That he was in like the whole series. It was like, whoa. But none of the other people. Not Kyle, not Kevin, not Amy.
Nick.
Not Nick.
I could see that.
Yep. But Road Rash.
He reminded me of Taco. You remember Taco from the 80s? That singer?
No.
Didn't he do Putting on the Ritz?
The person's name was Taco?
Yeah. That did that song, Putting on the Ritz.
Who reminds you of that?
Redcoat guy from Club Scum.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh. Makes me think of Taco. That one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a kind of a milder Tim Curry.
Putting on the Ritz! What? No, are you kidding?
What'd you do?
I thought you had a stroke.
Neither of you know what that's from.
I don't know what you said. I thought you were... What was that?
Putting on the Ritz! Putting on the Ritz? Neither of you have seen Young Frankenstein?
No.
You know what? Are you talking Yahoo Serious?
Young Frankenstein.
Gene Wilder. Yeah,
Whoever the fuck plays the monster. He's trying to like show people how smart he is. And they're playing and the monster sings that part. He just goes, "Put on the roof!" So when we were talking about the song, that's
well, that's hilarious with the context, but
yeah.
Still haven't seen the movie.
I will bet you a lot of people that hear this will know what I'm talking about. And they'll be like, those two fucking knobs don't know.
Knob goblins.
Fucking knob goblins. They're going to go knob each other's goblins in the car.
Van.
Van! I'm going to walk into work on one of these nights and just go, Van!
Thrusting your pelvis.
Can't handle my pelvis thrust. Okay. Does anybody else have anything to say about this quote-unquote movie?
No.
How many buttholes?
Well, I'm confused as to how many hobgoblins there actually were.
There are four or five.
Because when it crashes, there's two. Oh. When their first ship crashes, that little tiny silver ball... It's two.
Well, maybe they bred.
Well, obviously, they've been there for 30 years.
Maybe both were females and they're both pregnant.
Maybe they're asexual.
Are you assuming their gender?
Maybe they can't do that.
Maybe they got wet after midnight.
I bet they got wet.
Oh, no.
They're both females.
Oh, no.
They got wet. You said it. You said it, not me. You said it. But maybe isn't when a insect or a bug or a microorganism is asexual, can't they just decide if they're a male or female and just have kids or some shit like that?
If you want to fill in the plot holes in a Jurassic Park movie, yes.
There you go.
Because life
Dino finds DNA. A way.
Dino DNA. You can't put that there.
Didn't say the magic word.
No donkeys here today. Okay, kids.
Clever girl.
We watched a lot of shit. We talked about it.
We got to rate it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so there's anywhere from between 2 to 6 hobgoblins.
6 being the worst?
First of all, how many buttholes does a hobgoblin have?
We don't know.
Well, if they're a mixture of 3 different characters from 3 different movies, each one of them has 3 buttholes. That's a total of, if there's 6, that's 18 buttholes.
Jeez.
Yeah. Let's go, we'll round up to 20. 20 buttholes.
20? 20 buttholes. One for Mr. McCready.
Yep. Pour one out.
And you know what? Another butthole just in honor of Dennis. Yeah. He should have been there
he
longer.
He was a butthole.
He's a rock star.
He should have been Kevin. No Kevin's ever the right Kevin.
Checks out.
Okay, so 18 buttholes. 20 buttholes. We rounded 20. Up. 20. One for Mr. Okay. 20 buttholes. So, yeah. You know, thanks for listening. And again, you know, send us an email if you got any ideas. whatisthisblankpodcast@gmail.com. whatisthisblankpodcast@gmail.com. Show ideas, questions, comments, concerns. If we've offended you, send those to don'tgiveafuck@gmail.com. We will respond to it promptly. I promise. I promise you will get a reply. Okay, so 18 Buttholes, Hobgoblins, 1988 movie. And that is our show. Thanks for stopping by. Come back again. Check out all of our shows. Share them. Follow. All that kind of stuff. Thank you. Goodbye.